East FM.
Jack. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 103 School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. Even see the fly. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon, welcome to the Phoenix FM News at 30 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. The Lusaka High Court has deferred judgment in a case concerning ongoing leadership disputes within the opposition Patriotic Front PF to 27th February 2026. The matter involves seven members of parliament and the jailed faction Secretary General Raphael Nakachinda, who have petitioned against Matero Member of Parliament Miles Samba, Morgan Ngona and Robert Chabinga. The petitioners are seeking a permanent injunction to prevent the defendants from holding the position of party president and are also asking the court to nullify all decisions, appointments and records arising from the 24th October 2023 elective conference held at the Mulungushi International Conference Centre. According to a notice issued 2 weeks ago, Lusaka High Court Judge Concepto Zulu was scheduled to deliver judgment today, but the plaintiff's lawyer, Jonas Zumba, confirmed to Phoenix News that the ruling has been postponed to 27th February 2026. Mr. Zumba declined to state the reasons for the postponement, while a court official indicated that the presiding judge is unavailable due to attendance at a workshop. Meanwhile, Mr. Zimba has indicated that the case remains set for judgment on 27th February 2026, when both parties are expected to return to court for a decision that could significantly affect the leadership and internal affairs of the opposition party. Zambia's annual inflation rate has declined to 7.5% in February from 9.4% recorded in January 2026. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTAT's acting statistician, General Sheila Mudenda, said the development means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 7.5% between February 2025 and February 2026. Ms. Mudenda further disclosed that annual food inflation for February 2026 stood at 8.2%, down from 10.9% in January 2026. She added that non-food inflation was recorded at 6.5% in February 2026 compared to 7.3% the previous month. Meanwhile, Ms. Mudenda noted that of the 7.5% inflation recorded in February, Lusaka province contributed the highest at 2.5 percentage points, followed by Kopperbord province at 1.4 percentage points, while Lwapula province and Northwestern province recorded the lowest contributions at 0.2 percentage points each.
For the month of February, the annual inflation has been recorded at 7.5% from 9.4% recorded in January 2026. And this means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 7.5% between February 2025 and February 2026. And this development has been can be attributed to price movements in food and non-food items.
Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, has underscored the need for parliamentarians to ensure that legislative environments support fast coordinated responses to health crises. Speaking at the opening of the three-day 17th edition Network of African Parliamentary Committees of Health near Pako in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Muti added that parliamentarians must ensure that all citizens have equal access to health services, stressing the need for equity to guide national health budgeting. Ms. Muti has also noted the need for sustained health infrastructure and accountability in health financing, and has since called for a renewed sense of purpose and unity among parliamentarians convening at the 17th meeting of the NEARPACO.
Parliamentary oversight ensures not only that funds reach intended programs, but that they do so efficiently and transparently. Sustainable financing is the backbone of achieving universal health coverage.
Meanwhile, NEARPACO chairperson Dr. Mokotu Makalanyane charged that even the most robust health policies fail if government systems are weak and not free from corruption in the health sector.
Prevention, treatment, continuity, and domestic co-financing must remain central pillars of our response. However, even the most robust policies will fail if government systems are weak. Corruption in the health sector, silencing, stealing from the poor, they seek direct medicine, internet procurement costs, undermine trust, and ultimately cost life.
Good morning. Acting Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister Chikoka Mianda has urged beneficiaries of government empowerment funds to stop treating their money as handouts and instead use it as seed capital to build sustainable businesses and create jobs. Mr. Mianda says the success of the country's industrialization agenda depends on how responsible entrepreneurs manage the support they receive from government. Speaking during an engagement meeting with tenants operating from 8 industrial yards established under the Skills Development and Entrepreneurship Project across the country, Mr. Mlenga called on entrepreneurs facing operational challenges to engage government rather than remain silent. He said strong collaboration between the ministry and industrial yard tenants is critical to ensuring the facilities become vibrant centers of production, entrepreneurship, and job creation nationwide. Mr. Mlenga noted that government has deliberately increased financing to small and medium enterprises through various empowerment initiatives, including the Constituency Development Fund, to guarantee business opportunities for local entrepreneurs.
I want you to use every resource that you are given to them. In how good you use it, it will attract the president to give you more, because you have not wasted it. We are a Christian nation, and the Bible principles are with us here. Remember, those people that were given talent, others buried, others multiplied. To those that multiplied them, more was given. It's the same concept. Can we use what we are given to them? Yes, others are trying to do it. Maybe it is the ability or the know-how that we do not have. We invest, but our business crumbles. There is no shame in raising your hand and saying, I need capacity building.
We move on to global stories. The number of people in Somalia experiencing crisis levels of food insecurity has nearly doubled in the past year to 6.5 million people, UN-backed experts have warned. The Horn of Africa country has been plagued by conflict and suffered two consecutive failed rainy seasons, as well as a drop in the amount of food aid available amid international funding cuts. The population classified as being in a crisis or worse situation has nearly doubled between February, March 2026, to a staggering 6.5 million people since early 2025. According to the Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Initiative, a UN-backed group that monitors hunger and malnutrition. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
President Trump has used his State of the Union speech to claim he has ushered in a golden age for the United States. In an address lasting a record 1 hour and 47 minutes, Mr. Trump lauded his approach to immigration, tariffs and other issues, often criticizing Democrats for not standing and applauding. delivering the formal response from Democrats, the governor of